Boston City Councilor Tito Jackson and the incumbent mayor, Marty Walsh, will face off in the November election for mayor of Boston. They were the two top vote-getters in yesterday's preliminary election. The results suggest the mayor could have a big advantage, as he won more than 60% of the votes cast yesterday and even took the district that Jackson represents in the city council. Tito Jackson is promising a vigorous campaign and insists the people of Boston want change. Councilor Jackson joins us this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
Let me ask you first, what do you make of the fact that Mayor Marty Walsh outpolled you 2-1?
Mayor Marty Walsh has millions of dollars in the bank, and Mayor Walsh refused to debate and take part in really the democratic process when it came to the other three challengers. He will not get to run away from his record this go-round, a record of the Olympics, a record of IndyCar, a record of corporate giveaways. As mayor of the city of Boston, I will be working on uplifting all people, closing the income inequality gap, and dealing with the displacement that is happening all over the city of Boston. Rents are through the roof. $2,200 one bedrooms and over $4,000 three bedrooms popping up all over the city of Boston. Mayor Walsh has sadly equated just simply building housing, which he's been building 87% of housing for the top 25%, with building housing that is affordable to people in the city of Boston. And he has also not committed to the Boston Public Schools, cutting $140 million over his tenure as mayor.
Let me interrupt you there, because the mayor has said that the city is going to invest $1 billion in new schools and school renovations that he says our kids deserve. Respond to that.
The mayor has been asleep at the wheel when it has come to those investments. This is essentially a student who's passing in his homework late. The young people in the Boston Public Schools deserve to have a plan and a mayor who has a plan from day one versus while he's running for re-election. Yes, we should invest in the two-thirds of Boston Public Schools that have been are built before 1945. But the problem is Mayor Walsh also has schools that don't have drinkable water coming out of the walls. And in fact, last year had a lead issue that his administration didn't properly deal with relative to the water.
Let me ask you about a couple of other issues, crime, development, in addition to school funding. You're a very strong critic of the mayor on those issues. Has the mayor had any achievements in the past 4 years that you can point to?
Well, the issue around crime, ask the folks downtown and near the Boston Common, where there was recently a shooting. Ask people in Roxbury, Dorchester, Mattapan, and across the city who have seen nearly a 20% increase in shootings. This year we're trending towards a high year-over-year in murders. It is unacceptable what is happening in the streets of the city of Boston. And in fact, last week there was a shooting at 3 o'clock in the afternoon on my street. And so there are many issues relative to crime. Mayor Walsh allowed 5,000 students or young people not to have jobs this past year. And the Boston Police Department only solves 4% of non-fatal shootings under Mayor Walsh. As mayor of the city of Boston, I will put forward a violence prevention plan from day one. We will take a proactive approach, rolling out plans like College-Bound Dorchester, which has a Boston Uncornered plan that's an intervention plan with folks who have been participating in crime, but they've been able to get them in school, and 85% of them stay in their program.
You said last night that you wanted to bring more democracy to city government. What did you mean by that? What would it look like?
What it would look like is an elected school committee. We currently, out of the 351 cities and towns in the state of Massachusetts, we're the only one that has a mayoral-appointed school committee that is simply a rubber stamp for Mayor Walsh's failed education policies. He has cut $11 million out of Boston Public Schools this year alone, $455,000 out of the Madison Park $950,000 out of the McCormick School.
Let me ask you one more question before I let you go. Mayor Marty Walsh this morning, in talking about your candidacy, said that it's easy for Tito Jackson to criticize Mayor Marty Walsh. It's a lot harder for Tito Jackson to actually come up with policies that will work for the city of Boston. Respond to that.
He would actually have heard many of my policies had he actually had a debate and had he not run away from his record. He can run, but he can't hide. When it comes to my record and my ideas, we've moved the dial. Mayor Walsh was no on question four. Now, suddenly, he's yes on question four. I put forward an immigrant legal defense fund in January and actually filed it in February. He said it was a slippery slope, didn't want to go in that direction. Yet, just 2 weeks ago, he adopted it. We have been moving the dial. We need a visionary leader. We need a leader who sees the people.
Boston City Councilor, candidate for mayor, Tito Jackson, thanks very much for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Thank you so much.